Podcast, what's good? It's been a minute. I've been gone in Slovenia and Italy for my honeymoon, and I've been trying to make the podcast a little bit more dialed as opposed to recording all of the thoughts, even though I know some people like those podcasts. Other people don't want podcasts that aren't specific on a topic, but this topic is, what do you do when you get down about training or racing? And I posted this in the Discord to share under a thread called Motivate Me, which is where athletes come when they have a bad race or bad block of training. There's a down point for all of us at some point in training. It might not happen every season. It often does happen every season. There's ebbs and flows, and sometimes you're not feeling great. And it's nice if you don't have a physical community around you of people that you trust to have the Discord or something like that. So I posted in here, and it had a decent number of reactions that I wanted to share it here because I know that a couple people were surprised to see me post something like this because they know that I'm super in love with cycling. It's changed my life so much for the better, sent it in a crazy different direction than it was going. And I want everybody out there, whether you're just starting and haven't really hit a low, or you've hit a low and maybe didn't deal with it in the best way, when athletes start to get unmotivated or they start to wonder if they're spending their time wisely, I ask them, hey, take a step back. Let's look at your life and what's actually going on. Is the training fitting in with your life? If it's not, we need to change something. And over the past 2 years, once COVID hit, I made my first 1,000-hour year just because there were no races. I was just there was no races to taper for. I did a couple 4-week blocks. I was riding a ton in Florida, and I got to become my fastest version of myself through that amount of training. And I did it again the next year. And then I think the midlife evaluation of turning 40 kind of switched something in my brain. And then when I had COVID this year, it really messed me up. And this was a weird year of racing for me. And I had maybe 7 or 8 events that I went to, which is an okay number, but it's not a lot. And it's definitely not as many as I had thought. I missed Masters Nationals. I was coming off COVID for Amateur Nationals, and our team, unfortunately, we just didn't get to field a big enough squad to have an effect in that race, and that was a disappointment. And I posted this in the Discord, and I want to share this here because I think it's important to understand that all of us have these times. And I think people see me on Strava, I'm like, man, this dude just rides a lot and is always hitting it. And that's just not true. I had a number of things early on that had me missing races. I sheared that crank off, which broke my tarmac, or no, Venge. What was I riding? Avenge. And then that was just kind of a freak thing. And then I came to North Carolina, and a race got canceled. And then I got COVID. And then as I was getting over COVID, I was going to go do a gravel race, and the gravel seat post seized, and I couldn't get that adjusted to the right size so I could ride it. And I had to get the battery out of the frame, and I couldn't do that. And then COVID dragged into a really bad nationals. I was just not myself. And that's unfortunate, but that happens. And then I was on the road for 10 weeks, waiting and waiting and waiting to move into my house. And I just got exhausted. And that's when it really led up to, I realized I'd have to fly to Albuquerque. I was so burnt out. And I was like, what am I doing with my life? You know, I'm riding, I'm training, I'm racing, but I'm an amateur. Why do I spend so much time doing this? And I really got mental about it. And so part of this also, I think, was, you know, the race in Ecuador last winter was great, but there was no off season, and it really just strung things out too long for me. I should have come back and taken more downtime, but being in Florida, it was getting ready to race again in February. And that's when things kind of started to slowly fall apart. So I went on my honeymoon, and I decided, because it was my honeymoon, I was not going to bring my bike. It would just be way too much distraction for me and be gone for 3-4 hours all the time. And where I was going, it wasn't very conducive to have a bike there. So went away, and I didn't miss the bike. maybe 2.5 weeks in, I saw someone ride and I was like, ooh, that would be kind of fun. But it kind of worried me that I wasn't missing it. Had I been blinded for the past few years with all of the riding and training, and was I missing out on anything else? And when I really look back, it made me start to think, what have I been doing? Why did I start racing? What did I do before racing? I didn't try to think about it as a whole, but really season by season, who have I become since 2009 when I first started racing? You know, it was really nice to think about the different accomplishments. It was nice to think about the different events I went to, all the different teammates I've been blessed to have, just the adventure of being an endurance athlete. And, you know, I looked back at old results and what races I used to go to, and it doesn't take many races to feel like you've had a really good season. You know, with social media now, there are races almost every day, it seems like. Somebody's racing here, someone's racing there, somebody did this gravel race, somebody did that road race, there's this Gran Fondo, da-da-da-da-da. Like, there wasn't that in 2010, 11, when I had started racing. Like, you knew about the races that people talked about in your cycling club. Everybody went to the local stuff. You knew about the big regional ones just because they were like the big prestigious regional race, but you didn't know about everyone's little race that they went to. And that can make you feel like you're not racing that much. It can make you feel like you're not even racing if you're going and doing 10 weeks of racing. 10 weeks of racing is a lot. And when I say weeks, I mean 10 weekends of racing, like going to a race every 10 weekends. That's a good amount of going away to do a bike race. So I came home, I got on my bike, and a 2-hour ride was pretty damn difficult. When you take 3 weeks off, you're back a little bit. Comes back quickly, but I was back to normal human fitness. And I could go lift some weights and I could go do something for 2 hours. I was pretty tired afterwards. That in itself really made me appreciate what it is to be an endurance athlete. I think that we all take for granted being able to ride 100 miles. I'm like, duh, of course I can ride 100 miles. I couldn't ride 100 miles 3 days ago. I'll tell you that right now. Or had I done it, I would have been blasted from it. I mean, I did a 2-hour ride, a 2.5-hour ride. I lifted and rode. I was pretty damn tired. Finally yesterday, and when I say finally, sure, it only takes a few days to get it back because I've ridden so much. I rode 4 hours and I was like, wow, that was a long freaking bike ride. I take that for granted. So I think this has been a good lesson in I've lost at some point over the past year the feeling of accomplishment from riding far. So what the hell is the point in posting this? I think if you're feeling down, if you're questioning your training, look back in small chunks at all the things that you've accomplished, not only from races, but from the fact that you can ride 50 miles, 60 miles, 100 miles. You just did your first century. There's so much accomplishment in there. And then ask yourself, you know, what was it better without the bike? What were you doing without the bike? Maybe you are spending too much. I mean, let's be real. Maybe you are riding too much. I was telling myself I wasn't going to do 1,000-hour year again, and being slow on the bike, I instantly thought, damn, I kind of want to be fast. I mean, right now I can't ride. If I went to try and do a hard ride with fast friends, they'd be waiting for me. That's kind of a bummer. I want to be able to be included in rides where people are going fast. I want to be able to do Grand Fondos and try and stay with the front group, and I want to be able to go do some Masters races. And it made me think, maybe now as I'm going to race as Evoke Bike next year and not going to have a full team, it's going to be pretty damn hard to target something like amateur nationals. And physically, if it's at the same course, I'm probably just not good enough, and that's okay. I'm still going to go do it. I'm still going to have fun, but maybe I need to change up my targets. You know, I do want to do Masters Nationals. We'll see where it is, but maybe I really need to shake things up. And with Chris's brother living in Vermont, I've talked about going back and doing Green Mountain. The last time I did that race, after the race, I ended up in the hospital with the arm cave and I missed the crit. And, maybe I need to go back and do the Masters version of that and see if I can like fight it out with the climbers and maybe go for a sprint jersey, or I don't know. Maybe I could try and fight for a yellow jersey. In all the racing that I've done, I've never won a yellow jersey because I'm a big dude and there's only jerseys at big races, and I'm not going to be able to make it on the last day or, you know, something like that. It would be cool to go for that. So maybe I need new goals. We've got to have goals, and maybe I've become blunted from always having it be amateur nationals, masters nationals, and then I pick one other race. Maybe I need to totally shake things up. So what is my plan from here? I think the other thing that I've committed to is cycling definitely runs some decisions in life more than I'd like. You know, if someone's like, hey, I'm doing this thing on May whatever, I instantly think, crap, what race is that weekend? Like, what about, am I going to be able to go away? Will I be able to bring my bike? What if I miss 3 days of ride? La, 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 la. Like, pretty obsessed because I love it so much. It's just what I like to do. Maybe I try not to be that way. I don't ever want to take 3 weeks off again, and I'd really like to avoid taking more than 10 days off. But could I go away for 5 days like I used to and not be so paranoid about it? Can I think back to when 10 races a year was enough to make me happy and I wasn't looking at social media and feeling like I needed to do every race? I know there's some people I want to go visit where there are no bike races, and I should be okay with bringing my bike and go for some KOMs, or damn it, dude, just go for a 3-hour ride and be happy with fitness. I love social media, but even myself, I can look around and be like, I'm not doing enough. I got to do more. I got to be at more races. It's just not true. So hopefully in sharing this, it just helps you get some good juices, positive juices flowing. If you're having a bad day, bad week, bad block of training, kind of questioning your racing, you know, we all go through this. I believe all of us do at some point in time. And so having gone through it over the past couple months and just really wondering what the hell I was doing, it's actually now maybe more motivated to try to become my best again. And I'm going to see where the events fall. So my goal in having it not dictate everything, I'm really trying to take Chris to the French Open, which is in freaking June. So like horrible timing. So maybe I make my goals more in August and maybe something in May so that I don't freak out if I leave and go to Europe for 2 weeks without a bike. Or maybe I could bring the bike, take him to the French Open, so do like 5 days without the bike, and then maybe 6 days with the bike and come home. I don't know. Try and limit the losses. But these are just some musings. This is kind of what the podcast is about sometime. I hope you stay warm and have some great training ahead. See ya.